There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 22 degrees now and a gusty northwest wind. A wind chill is 5. Police are investigating a shooting early today at an East Wichita apartment complex. Shortly after midnight, first responders were called to 21st and Woodlawn. They found two people with gunshot wounds, one injured in the elbow, the other in the buttocks. Police have not released details on this incident. A 17-year-old girl and a 20-year-old man are reported in critical condition following a shooting in South Wichita Sunday night in the 1800 block of South Washington. Police say the two people shot are in critical but stable condition. A suspect is reported to be at large, but police say there is no description of either the suspect or their vehicle. One man is dead and another suffered critical injuries after a shooting Saturday night near Wichita East High School.
The shooting was reported just after 8:20 p.m. in the 100 block of North Ash near Douglas and I-135. Wichita police say two victims were found at the scene and transported to a local hospital. A 52-year-old man died from his injuries, while a 67-year-old man suffered critical injuries. Two suspects were detained in this case. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The presidents of the U.S. and Ukraine reported significant steps toward an end to the war with Russia, but there is still more room for discussion.
Standing with Volodymyr Zelensky at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump said there's been progress, but did not commit to how much.
You can say 95%, but I don't like to say percentages. I just think we're doing very well. We could be very close.
President Zelensky added they're close on security guarantees with the U.S. and Europe and how Ukraine will benefit down the road.
Prosperity plan being finalized, and we also discussed the sequencing of the following actions.
What comes next? More talks, perhaps into January, and possibly with Russia over who keeps land and how an end to the fighting will eventually happen. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Winter weather conditions continue to plague several regions across the U.S. Fox's Mike Emanuel has the latest.
Winter weather is wreaking havoc for holiday travelers. More than 10,000 flights are canceled or delayed as a powerful storm slams the South, Midwest, and Northeast. A bomb cyclone is dumping heavy snow, whipping up blizzard conditions, and sending temperatures plunging across the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. And heavy rain and thunderstorms are hammering millions from Michigan to Arkansas. While freezing rain could cause travel problems in the Northeast.
Arctic air is expanding over the central and southern U.S., bringing temperatures down across those regions. For Congress, the holiday season is coming to an end as House and Senate members are set to return to work in January. Chad Pegram has more on a potential government shutdown as disagreement over a health care plan continues.
Lawmakers left Washington without fixing skyrocketing costs for some health care premiums as Obamacare subsidies expire. But some lawmakers believe Congress can address health care in 2026. It's an election year, and that could compel action. Democrats withheld their votes for government funding unless Congress renewed expiring tax credits. And Democrats aren't certain if they'll run the same political play on health care as a January 30th spending deadline looms.
Health care subsides. Health care subsidies were the center of attention during the recent 43-day government shutdown, the longest shutdown in American history. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. 21 degrees, wind chill 5. A man was in a Wichita hospital after falling from a tree Saturday afternoon in Arkansas City in the 600 block of North C Street. A 37-year-old man sustained non-life-threatening injuries to his lower legs and lower back after falling an estimated 30 to 35 feet from the tree. The man was initially treated in Ark City before he was airlifted to Wichita. Officials in Florida will need to spend the coming new year correcting problems with food stamps programs, or it runs the risk of losing federal funds intended for those benefits.
Following both the COVID-19 pandemic and a few years of intensely destructive hurricanes, Florida's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, the modern term for food stamps, is now showing an error rate of 15%, one of the nation's highest. This likely means an overpaying of benefits to people who no longer qualify for food assistance.
Because the state, as was necessary, had to divert a lot of their staff and their attention to providing disaster benefits.
Cindy Huddleston at the Florida Policy Institute. The White House is planning on pulling back SNAP funding for states that don't fix their ledgers by October of 2027. For a state like Florida, it could mean billions. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A suspect is in custody after a Texas father tracked his daughter's location to save her life after she was allegedly abducted. Fox's Carolyn Elliott reports.
Investigators tell us that a teenage girl was just walking her dog in the neighborhood on Christmas Day when a man ran up to her, pulled out a knife, and then kidnapped her. So back at home, mom and dad thought, she's been gone quite a while. They've started to worry, as parents do. So they checked her location on her phone and realized she was not even in the neighborhood anymore. Instead, she was 2 miles away in the woods. And then what happened next? Truly unbelievable dad instincts. The sheriff's office says by the time the dad called 911, he had already rescued her.
The suspect, 23-year-old Giovanni Rosales Espinosa, was charged with aggravated kidnapping and indecency with a child and remains held without bond. A thief is plagued by a guilty conscience and alcohol.
A tipsy thief stealing two mandolins from a New Jersey music store and then returning them days later with a written apology note after the store's owner took to social media to find the crook. The New York Post is saying the alleged bandit casually dropped off the instruments at Lark Street Music in Teaneck on Friday afternoon. 4 days earlier, he allegedly swiped them from a store wall and stuffed them in his coat. That apology note shared by the owner on Facebook, reading in part, quote, "Sorry, I've been drunk. Merry Christmas. You're a good man." The owner sharing surveillance video online, hoping to find the alleged culprit. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Right now in Wichita, the traffic conditions, well, it's very cold outside, but other than that, everything looks okay on the roadways. Taking a look at those traffic cameras, we are starting to see some more and more traffic on the roadways, but right now, everything still moving right along. We do have a stalled out vehicle. You'll want to watch out for a potential slowdown around this. It's eastbound on Kellogg. It's between Hillside and Oliver. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Armstrong Team 12, it's a frigid start to the work week with wake-up temperatures in the teens, but feeling more like near 0 degrees with those wind chills. But as we enter the afternoon hours, still not going to be improving much. The sunny skies, a high of 33 degrees, but with those breezy winds, feeling more like the 20s. Heading into the overnight hours, winds will lighten up. We'll see clear skies, a low of 17 degrees, feeling more like those low teens for your Tuesday morning. But luckily, Tuesday afternoon, sunny and milder, a high of 50 degrees, and we'll likely see some more 50s heading into your Wednesday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Helen Woolhite.
Now a clear sky, a north wind gusting to 32 miles per hour. The temperature is 21 degrees. That gives us a wind chill of 5. From Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:12 on this Monday morning, December 29th. Only got 3 days left in the entire year. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hi there.
This is Steve and Ted Show, number 7085. 7085. We had a cold, windy day across south-central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 69 degrees, normal high 43. Now, that was before the front rolled through with a northwest wind gust clocked at 55 miles per hour at Eisenhower Airport.
Yeah, it was interesting yesterday. Wow. I went out for a nice little walk while my laundry was getting done at about, I would say 5 a.m. or so. It was 70-some degrees. Yeah. It was really nice outside. I was like, I know this isn't going to last, but I'm glad I'm out here right now.
Yeah.
About noon, I got a delivery. It wasn't for me. It was for somebody else, but the delivery guy was like, hey, here you go. And I didn't order anything, but it was cold. Huh. That was closer to noon.
The wind was really something. It
got worse after that.
Yeah. Today is December 29th, as I said, and on this date in 1954, Fort Scott, Kansas was buried under 26 inches of snow in 24 hours to establish what at that time was a Kansas state record. Over 2 feet of snow in just 24 hours. It's a pretty good snowfall.
That's not good.
And it was on this date in 1890, one of the saddest chapters in American history of our long history with Indian wars. The U.S. cavalry killed 146 Lakota Indians at Wounded Knee on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. Yeah, another dark chapter. We've never have been able to. We have had a tough time trying to figure out what to do with the people who were here when we got here from Europe. I say we. Christmas Day, 2025, warmest on record in Wichita history. Did you hear this, Ted?
Yep. Story on our website.
Yeah, that's you, huh? 75 degrees. For a high in the afternoon, Thursday afternoon, the recorded temperature surpassed the previous record, which was 68. That was set only 6 years ago in 2019, according to this copy that I'm sure was written by our own Ted Woodward.
Yes, it was.
It's without flaw. It is factual. It is there. Right. What is
the... And then it was 70s on the day after Christmas, and the 70s the day after that. It's the first time in Wichita history we've ever had 3 days in December highs in the 70s.
I believe it. I don't remember anything like that. I don't remember any days.
That's because it has never happened.
Yeah.
Your memory of it is this year.
This year.
Wow. And, but, it all came crashing down yesterday.
Yeah.
We did not get to a fourth day in a row.
Yeah, but, you know, what day was it? It was Friday, which I took off Friday. I got out in the yard. I said, well, I'm not working at work today, so I'm going to work at home. Got out in the yard and I spent 3 hours out there doing a lot of stuff. I had some leaves on the back patio that were 3 feet deep.
Oh, yeah, got to take care of that.
My wife's flower beds were all overgrown. I had to clear them out. Ran the lawnmower over the lawn and got everything edged and trimmed.
Saturday was the day to do it.
I'd sit down and take a little break and say, I want to quit. No, can't quit. Kept going. But I got it all done. And I didn't see anybody else doing anything in their yards in those days. Everybody was just kind of laying back or going shopping, I guess. But here we are on a Monday morning, could be, and I hate to say this, and I won't mention it much anymore, but this could be my last Monday on the radio. So, right?
Could. You're leaving the door open for possibilities?
Well, you never know. You never know. But that's what we're planning. All right, it's coming up on 6:17. Steven has the morning here on KNSS. And time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward.
All right, we look at the college men's basketball yesterday afternoon up in Manhattan. Kansas State taking on UL Monroe. Not a good team, although K-State didn't exactly put the Warhawks away. But P.J. Haggerty did come back. And K-State's big stars had a rotten first half, but man, he was scoring a ton in the second half. You heard the game yesterday on the K-State Network, 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Haggerty has it out near the timeline. Dribbles towards the right side, off to Castillo. David to Nate Johnson out top. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Abdi Bashir.
Using a weave.
Yep. Here's Haggerty on the drive towards the rim. Layup. Good! And he draws the foul!
DJ Haggerty, 1 point in the first half, 23 points in the second half. Including 9 for 9 at the free throw line.
What happened to him at halftime?
I don't think somebody said something to him.
Coach said, you better score some more points.
Yeah. Didn't want to lose to this team. And K-State did not. They ended up pulling away in the second half and enough points on the scoreboard.
5 seconds to go. This was not an easy victory, but a victory nonetheless as K-State holds off Louisiana Monroe. Your final score, Wildcats 94, the Warhawks 85.
8,100 fans at the game in Manhattan yesterday. 4-game winning streak for K-State to finish out the calendar year with a record of 9-4 now on the season. We have Monday Night Football tonight to wrap up the week in the National Football League. It's in Atlanta, the Falcons hosting the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are favored by a touchdown. This game, even though the Atlanta Falcons have been eliminated, this game does have some sort of playoff implication, depending on whether or not the Falcons win or lose. Changes the scenario for the Panthers and the Buccaneers, and whether either of those two teams make the playoffs. So those two cities, anyway, will be keeping an eye on the Falcons and the Rams tonight on Monday Night Football. 6 o'clock tonight, if you want to listen to that one, that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We had an indoor soccer doubleheader yesterday up in Park City at HCU Arena. In women's play, Wichita Luck beating the Wichita Arrow FC 3-2. And then in the men's game afterwards, the Wichita Wings clobbering the Minnesota Blizzard 10-2 in the season opener for the Wings, also up at HCU Arena in Park City. Pro basketball in the NBA yesterday. The Toronto Raptors win on home court, beat the Golden State Warriors 141-127 in overtime. In the starting lineup for the Raptors, former Kansas Jayhawk, Ochai Agbaji with 10 points and 4 rebounds. Off the bench for the Raptors, another Jayhawk, Wichita's Grady Dick, with 4 points and a couple of rebounds. The Raptors won 2 of their last 3. They're in the number 4 spot right now in the Eastern Conference. Happy birthday today to a great Shocker. Former Shocker women's basketball coach Jody Adams is 53 years old today. Of course, in her college days, she was a superstar at Tennessee. She is still, in Wichita State history, the only coach that has ever led the Shockers to the NCAA tournament. She did that 3 years in a row. She is currently the head coach at New Mexico State. Happy birthday to former Shocker women's basketball coach Jody Adams. She is 53 today. And a little college football. It was 30 years ago on this day, K-State won its second bowl game ever. It was the Holiday Bowl in San Diego. 51,000 fans are on hand as 10th-ranked Kansas State destroyed Colorado State 54-21. Each team got $1.3 million for playing in that game. It was K-State's second bowl win ever, of course, under head coach Bill Snyder, as K-State finished the year 10-2 and took another step in the process that Bill Snyder was building up in Manhattan. That was 30 years ago on this night, the Holiday Bowl. Big win over Colorado State and had K-State in the top 10 in the nation.
Those were fun days.
Yeah, they sure were.
Yeah, everybody was a Wildcat fan then.
It had only taken a few years for Bill Snyder to take the bottom team in America to the top 10.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Terrific.
It was just amazing. That was 30 years ago on this night, the Holiday Bowl. Hey, that's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Hey, bring the whole family and your out-of-town visitors to WBC for a taste of pizza and beer made here. East, near Central and Woodlawn. West, at 13th and Tyler. And in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, talking about number 2.
Okay.
That's coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward on this Monday morning, 21 degrees, 6:30 in the morning, and 2 people were killed and others suffered serious injuries in a rollover crash late Friday night southwest of Wichita.
It happened just after 11:10 p.m. in the 5100 block of West Street near 47th Street South. Emergency crews found a vehicle that had left the road and rolled multiple times. The driver, 46-year-old Joseph Perry Davidson from Wichita, died after he was thrown from the vehicle. A passenger, 48-year-old Joshua Blick of Wichita, was also thrown from the vehicle. He died from his injuries at a local hospital. Another passenger, a 44-year-old Wichita man, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says the vehicle was driving north on West Street when it left the roadway. Investigators believe that speed and alcohol contributed to the crash. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Dark smoke could be seen over northwest Wichita Saturday afternoon. It was a trash fire that broke out at the CDR landfill on 37th Street North. Crews had to use about 5,000 gallons of water, brought that fire under control, and then used excavators and buried it. No injuries reported. Fire officials do not know what caused the fire to start.
Ukrainian President Zelensky met with President Trump Sunday at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, to continue discussions to end the ongoing war in Ukraine. President Trump says progress is being made.
I would say not agreed, but we're getting closer to an agreement on that, and that's a big issue, certainly. That's one of the big issues, and I think we're closer than we were probably. It's unresolved, but it's getting a lot closer.
This comes after Russia launched airstrikes on Kyiv a day before the meeting. At least one person was killed, 27 others wounded in that attack.
The Kansas legislature's 2026 session set to begin in 2 weeks. Senate President Ty Masterson from Andover was asked what his top three agenda items are that he wants to address.
Yeah, probably top three, as you mentioned, Eve, right off the top, is the budget, right? And we have to continue as we've cut taxes, you're right. We took tax off Social Security. We've gone to we're headed towards a single rate income tax and lowering that rate. Number two, we're still hoping, very hopeful, we'll get a property tax cap amendment out on the ballot for everybody to vote on. We'll be working on that. Probably number two. Number three, definitely at a minimum, looking at what the Big Beautiful Bill did with some educational choice, some federal tax credits.
Masterson was a guest last evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
The idea was to turn avocados into cash for Christmas.
A Florida man landed himself in a jam after allegedly making off with about 400 pounds of avocados from a Miami-area grove. Miami-Dade deputies say they caught 29-year-old Adele Perez in the middle of a late-night guac heist with bags of the fruit worth about $800. They say Perez planned to sell the avocados to fund Christmas gifts for his kids. Instead, he ended up with trespassing and theft charges. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, it's a frigid start to the work week with wake-up temperatures in the teens, but feeling more like near 0 degrees with those wind chills. But as we enter the afternoon hours, still not going to be improving much. Sunny skies, a high of 33 degrees, but with those breezy winds, feeling more like the 20s. Heading into the overnight hours, winds will lighten up. We'll see clear skies, a low of 17 degrees, feeling more like those low teens for your Tuesday morning. But luckily, Tuesday afternoon, sunny and milder, a high of 50 degrees, and we'll likely see some more 50s heading into your Wednesday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now a clear sky, a gusty north wind up to 32 miles per hour, 21 degrees, and the wind chill is 5. Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I was surprised that wind chill wasn't negative. It feels like it is out there.
It is negative Celsius.
Man! It is.
It'll cut right through you.
It's rotten this morning.
Coming up about an hour from now, we'll check in with Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. It's Mondays with the Mayor, Stephen 10 of the Morning, here on KNSS 735, every Monday morning, Mondays with the Mayor. Today is December 29th, by the way, on this date in 1845, 6 months after the Congress of the Republic of Texas accepted U.S. annexation, Texas was admitted to the United States as the 28th state. So this is Texas Day. We got them in the state, the Lone Star State.
Yeah. State that has been under Six Flags.
Yep,
that's in its history.
You know, when I was a kid, I went to Six Flags Park, and it was explained, hey, that's all the governments they've had so far. Six flags over Texas. Okay, let's see here. Christmas came early for someone who purchased a Powerball ticket at a gas station outside Little Rock, Arkansas, worth more than $1.8 billion dollars.
Oh my.
The lone winner in Wednesday's Christmas Eve drawing matched all five winning numbers and the Powerball to capture the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S.
ever.
History.
In U.S. history.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ending the game's 3-month stretch without a top prize winner. Winner's name has not been released, but I would imagine that's a small town there near Little Rock, and I would imagine just about everybody in town already knows who it is. Wouldn't you? Those things, you can't keep them quiet.
Well, they said it's on a major interstate, though. Could be someone driving through on the interstate.
You're right. Could be somebody.
It might be someone from out of town.
Could be somebody from Ohio going through.
But you're right. If it's somebody that does live there, everybody knows that person.
You know it's going to be. 6:35, Steve and Ted in the morning, and hey, Christmas is over, and now we're back and looking at a new year just later on this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be talking about that. Did you have a good? I'm sure you had a great Christmas, Ted. Did you not?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it seemed like it went and left in a flash, but
little family, little food,
yes,
little church involved.
Sure, yeah, I sang at church on Blessed Sacrament on Christmas morning. So
there you go. What
could be better? All of a sudden, it was Friday, and I had to come back to work.
And I bailed on you guys Friday, so I could work in my yard. I'm a sharp guy.
Why not? Beautiful day. Good time to do it. How about your Christmas?
Terrific. Good food. We went to church together. My daughter and the grandkids and Shelly and I. And what else? We've had some food. Opened some presents. What the heck? It was good.
It's nice.
And I stayed up way past my bedtime just to enjoy all the fun.
Well, good.
You know, just as I know our listeners are aware that I'm going to be retiring after our show Wednesday. I'm not going to be here anymore. But I've been getting so many nice, nice cards and emails and Facebook offerings that I just too many to even mention. So many great listeners out there are saying nice things. I got a card that says, "Celebrating you as you begin this new chapter." And it comes from our good friends, John and Sandra Chambers. Jad's mom and dad sent me a
How
card.
About that?
How about that?
Well, that's
nice.
Thank
you, folks. Really appreciate that. You're young in there. Your boy has, he's not a little boy. But your youngster, your Jad's been a good guy.
He's certainly helped us.
He's helped for
many, many years.
Yeah.
Every day on the air.
Right now, he's endeavoring to get all the switches turned.
Exactly.
So that we can do the Tom Leffler, the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler. Because if we left this up to Tom, he'd never get on the air.
No, that's true. That's why Jad's here.
He doesn't know a megasonic precoil from a conductor on a mode. I don't know. KNSS Commodities Update now with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, back on Friday, the trading was positive for the entire cattle complex. Now, most of the live cattle and the feeder cattle contracts had at least two session highs and closed with triple-digit gains. Cash cattle movement and futures trading volume last week was both on the light side. Lean hogs Friday traded and closed mostly negative. On the close, Feb live cattle, $1.10 higher, $229.65. March feeders, $1.62 higher, $340.42. And Feb lean hogs, 52 cents lower at $84.52. On a session of little news and light trading volume, the wheat, corn, and soybeans closed negative Friday after early session upside. Now, last week, the March KC wheat gained 18 cents, March corn gained 6 cents, March soybeans gained 13 cents for the week. Now, we've also seen Friday, and we also saw it again overnight, a new all-time record high made in silver. Gold almost made a new all-time record high, but they have both crashed since then. And there are reports out this morning that one of the major reasons that the silver is down, a major bank who is a major player in the silver futures was unable to meet margin calls and was having to liquidate positions. Now, at the moment, we have March KC wheat down 5 3/4 at 5.27 3/4. March corn down 3 cents at 4.47. March soybeans down 7 cents at 10.65 1/2. February crude oil is $1.31 higher at 58.05. February gold down $71.50 at 4,481.20. The March silver is down $2.34 at $74.85 after making a new high of $82.67. The March S&P 17 points lower at 6,962. March dollar index 14 cents higher at 97.83. And March Dow Jones futures down 41 points at 48,956. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I know it's a silly question, but did you have a nice Christmas? I know you did, Tom.
You bet we did.
Yeah.
Even enjoyed the unusual weather.
Oh, yeah. Quite unusual.
It was amazing number of people that was out walking, riding bicycles, just enjoying the outside.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a great couple of 3 days there to do that. We had, I was trying to think about, I wanted to mention that last night my wife and I had, we went to a local restaurant and had a very fine prime rib. Not prime rib, but ribeye. Had a ribeye last night, okay? Mm. Trying to think of what Shelly had. Oh, Shelly had salmon and shrimp. Mm. Yeah. She said it was good. Salmon wasn't as good as Don Gratz, but it was good. And ribeye was terrific. And the bad part is I've got a ribeye that's been thawing out now, and I've got to cook that up at home tonight. So I'm going to have ribeye two nights in a row. No.
Was that an invite I just heard?
No, it absolutely was not.
Oh, okay.
If you're ever invited to my house, it will surprise you and surprise me as well, okay?
Might show up on your front door someday.
It's not that I don't like you. It's just that we don't entertain very much.
I think you're just selling
this. What do if I bring my own steak?
That might be okay. We'll think about it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, you have a good one. And by the way, the gold and silver, you got some problems with gold and silver right now, huh?
Yeah, supposedly... Not confirmation after, but pretty much sounds like this started showing up Friday that there was a bank who's a major player in the silver futures unable to make their margin calls, and they had to start liquidating positions early this morning. And also, this coincides with the fact that the Fed Reserves was forced to pump another $34 billion into the banking system, too. So this story is going to get more interesting as we know more.
Oh, I suppose. Now, when you're liquidating positions, I'm not sure what that means. I guess it means you're
forced to get out of positions. It doesn't matter where the price is. You've got to get out. They were short the market. So when this market was going up, it was costing them money in margin calls. And I believe the margin right now in futures is $25,000 a contract. So they was forced to just take whatever the price was as it was plummeting to the downside.
Are you telling me these large banks and financial institutions and so forth playing the market like that, that could somehow damage our economy to the extent that we would go into a depression?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
No, you wouldn't.
But it does make you stop and wonder.
Well, it does. You're using language that I haven't heard for a while. So there, we'll keep an eye on it, won't you?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Check with you tomorrow morning, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP The Money Chat, is scheduled to be on here just momentarily.
Fantastic.
Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Bar.
Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. 6:47 on this Monday, and 21 degrees now with a wind chill of 5. Three big things.
Three.
Two people dead, one injured after a rollover accident southwest of Wichita.
Two.
A man is dead, another critically injured in a shooting in a neighborhood near Wichita East High School.
One.
Presidents Trump and Zelensky report some progress in talk about peace for Ukraine. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area looking good. Not really seeing too many problems. Some heavier traffic here and there, but doesn't really appear to be slowing down on the traffic cameras. So the conditions all looking pretty good. Still do have a stalled out vehicle in a high traffic area. It's eastbound on Kellogg between Hillside and Oliver. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and breezy and cool today with a high of just 33 degrees. Clear and cold tonight. The overnight low 19. And then for Tuesday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 49. Now a clear sky. A north wind gusting to 32 miles per hour. 21 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Car dealerships face challenges to get customers coming through the doors.
It's Fox Wheel,
Sports.
A new survey by YouGov shows that car dealerships have more work to do to close deals in the new year. That 63% of Americans are avoiding dealerships, choosing to buy online. And that transparency and hospitality top the list of car buyer must-haves to return to dealerships. The YouGov report shows that 56% of Americans say transparent pricing at dealerships would make them more likely to purchase from a dealership. 41% say honoring the price shown online once in the store, and no games, no add-ons, is a factor. Well, 34% say atmosphere or in-store hospitality would also make them more likely to buy a vehicle in person. And while test drives remain one of the biggest draws for customers to come to dealerships, YouGov reports the most common reason for walking into a dealership or showroom today, it's not for browsing a new model, but rather for servicing or repairs. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Stocks ended mixed on a holiday-shortened trading week on Wall Street.
Stocks closed higher for the week, but flat for the day. The Dow fell 20 points, the NASDAQ gave up 20, and the S&P lost 2. Stocks were up 1% for the week. Among the day's best performers, Fossil Group, Target, and McEwen, and among the session's worst, Tilray Brands, Virgin Galactic, and Riot Platforms. Three trends on holiday spending coming to us from Adobe Analytics. It was a weaker holiday season for traditional gift giving. Traditional stores saw less traffic than usual, too. It was a better season than usual for gifts from discount and thrift stores. And three, so far there have been fewer returns, but we caution it is very, very early. Daria Almiger, Fox News.
And now Don Drant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning. I have been bitten by the AI bug. For several years, I've used a number of artificial intelligence programs to streamline research and to help with workflows and back office administration at my work. I've watched it evolve. AI outcomes used to take major editing. Now it takes much less. But in spite of having to check results for accuracy and some revisions, I still love it. Many people don't realize it's just how much energy it takes to run that AI tool's machine. Behind every quick answer or image generation sits an enormous data center full of high-powered chips working nonstop. These chips generate heat, lots of it, and cooling them requires massive amounts of electricity and water. Training just one large AI model can consume millions of kilowatt hours of power, and operating these systems daily requires far more. Some facilities use millions of gallons of water each year just to keep the temperatures in check. On top of the environmental costs is the extraordinary financial investment required to fuel this AI boom. Companies like OpenAI, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, and Meta are collectively pouring tens of billions of dollars into new supercomputers, chip plants, and sprawling data centers. Microsoft alone has announced multi-billion dollar AI infrastructure expansions globally. NVIDIA's new AI chips sell as fast as they are made, and Google is all in on machine learning. It's an exciting time. AI is transforming how we work, research, and communicate. But the
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Digital world is a very real physical footprint. As demand grows, the industry searches for better cooling methods, more efficient chips, and cleaner energy sources. For now, we can enjoy the benefits of AI while staying aware of the enormous engines humming behind the curtain. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Thank you, Don. Today is Steve and Ted's show, number 7085. And there are so many, there are several ways to listen. Of course, you could be listening right now to FM 98.7 or AM 1330 or maybe at online at knssradio.com through the Odyssey app. A lot of ways you can listen to Steve and Ted in the morning, as you have for 27, almost 28 years.
Yes, my sister just yesterday said, you need to point out to Steve that a lot of people listen on the app.
That's because she does.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Well, she never tuned into the radio to listen to us or got on the web, but boy, that app, she's all over it.
Hands up.
Because she's a lot of people.
She's up to date. She's with it. She knows what's happening in the community, right?
Yes, she does.
And in the world. She's on top of it. All right. Today, by the way, is TikTok Day. Serves as a reminder that the year is coming to an end, so get around to finishing pending tasks on your to-do list. I've got a couple I still need to do, but I don't know if I'll get them done before the first of the year.
Why bother? You've got a whole new year to get those things done.
That's
absolutely. Why should I rush around and do it in the final 3 days of the year?
Well, yeah, unless it's, you know, it's like a, if you got to have your taxes done, something like that. But that didn't come due. I've got a tax done due. What? January 15th. I do a quarterly, so
okay.
I'm coming due in January. But
you've got more than 2 weeks to take care of that.
Okay, all right. Well, don't get in a rush, but don't get into panic because that's not good, right? I want to just say, hey,
I don't know, some people that's how they operate.
What?
When it's panic time, that's when things get
done. Last minute. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We know a lot of people like that. You bet. I looked out in the break room this morning, the giant kitchen we have back there, and I brought some donuts.
Yes, you did.
And then you brought in a great big giant meat and cheese tray.
It's massive.
Huge.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Almost took two guys to bring it in here, huh?
When I was out there in the wind, it was blowing the plastic wrap off, and I was like, please don't blow any of these precious meats and cheeses off.
You don't want any ham slapping up against the neighbor window.
No, I do not want that.
Where did that come from? I know you didn't do it. Who is it?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Brother, yeah, my brother Ned. Is the one that put that together, and it's for you, and it's for your retirement week, and giving us all something to eat here on a Monday. But Ned said, take that in and pretend like it's from you, and see if anyone realizes it. There's no way you did that. I think you and Jad both figured out pretty quickly. Ned did that.
Jad wouldn't do that.
No.
Hasn't done it before.
No, thanks to Ned, and that's from the Woodward family.
Yes, thank you.
My brother Ned put that together.
Thank you, Woodward. We'll all partake of that here this morning. All right, stay with us here. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted. We'll tell you about several shootings over the weekend in Wichita, and we've had a couple of helicopters collide in New Jersey. Have all the details on that and other news on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.